Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It's happening. It's this week. And I hope that you have your tickets with you, my family. Do remember, on the 28th, we are at the Sunbed Arena. And on Friday, I know that Luco spoke to Mom Rebecca. And I hope that you have enjoyed. Yesterday, it was again Ubahle. And tomorrow, we'll be talking, hopefully, with all three of them, talking about the Soweto spiritual sources. Vicky will be representing, or her brother Nkululeko will be representing, and we'll be talking to Mom Rebecca. We'll also be talking also to Pastor Soli Mahlang. So I'm so excited. I hope that now you have your ticket. This is a very awesome week, and I know that all is doable. We are meeting at the Sunbed Arena, and in Cape Town, we are coming on the 29th at the Grand West Arena, and it's going to be awesome. Do remember that with all these two acts, you will also have Israel Horton and New Breed. So yeah, I gave you the sounds of Mabongi Mabaso featuring Kayam Tetwa, We Worship You Anthem. The time, 15 minutes just after 1. I am joined by a beautiful queen, and this is Minister Dora Zulu, and she is going to tell us a little bit about herself. My queen, welcome. How are you?
I'm super blessed.
Let's welcome you like this. Yabona mos. Yabona. Welcome to the family of Radio Pulpit. So we don't have listeners here. If you came for listeners, askies, we got family here. So welcome to the family.
Thank you so much, Queen Sibongile. This is a lovely family to be part of. And it's such an honor to be here and feel the love and the warmth, and above all, the spirit of joy. So I feel part of the team.
You are part of the family. You are family. So yeah, my queen, who is this Dora Zulu? Today we're talking about how God is able to restore broken walls, right? When I spoke to you, I'm like, she's doing so much, but yet she says, I have been broken, but look at me. I am restored. God is busy with me right now. Look at the smile that you have. And yet we're talking broken walls. Who's this Dora Zulu?
I'm a mother of two, of three, actually twins. Those are my first kids, a boy and a girl. And then my youngest son is 8 years old.
Okay.
First of all, I wear a lot of hats. But one of the important hats that I wear is an intercession hat. It's a prayer. Because the more we engage with people, the more we meet people differently. You know, the word of God says, if we remain in him, he remains in us, and we will bear more fruit. So intercession for me is one of the biggest hats, because God is very compassionate about people. So the more we prune ourselves in his presence, is the more we will have wisdom that comes from above to be able to wear different hats and to stand in the gap for people. Because one of the things that Holy Spirit has taught me is that when you talk to people, you identify where they are, what their development areas are, what they struggle with. And for me, it normally prayer items, because a person that prays for people is a person that can put themselves into people's shoes. So above all, yes, I'm a mother of three. I wear a hat of prayer. So for me, praying is a calling. It's not something that I take for granted. The third hat that I wear, I'm a businesswoman with different services that we rent in EWB. And through the grace of God, I manage all these hats with Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so you juggle all of this.
Yeah, it's tough.
There's no way you can without, ne?
No, there is no way. There is no way.
And then I see Frank Jacobs. Hi, me. Goeneng. Hoe gaan dit met I? Ik heb alles is recht met I en jou, ne? On the 23rd. Thank you so much for tuning in and choosing us as your number one radio station. Now, my queen, somebody says, oh, you are an intercessor. Wow, you're a mother, you do all of this, and you're a businesswoman as well. But when we shared, whenever it was
2 weeks ago.
You did mention something, and I was thinking about you when we were talking, but you don't fall under the category that we were talking about, that God had blessed you so much as a businesswoman, that you acquired wealth, that you acquired lots of monies. You were amongst millionaires in South Africa. You're still amongst them anyway. But that got, like, you lost it one way or another. Can you take us through that journey?
Phew. I think when we remain with God, He gives us wisdom and He gives us wealth, because silver and gold belongs to Him.
Right.
We believe in prayer, but also hard work, you know, being consistent, showing up, and God does the rest. So I worked half of my life. I've been working. I've been working in a retail space, and then from there worked myself up, and then got married.
And I think we need those tips next time, how you worked yourself up. It would empower someone to say, no, I don't end up here in retail. I can do more. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think one of the things that I've seen out there is that people takes being a cleaner for granted, only to find out today that for me, being in that space, God has taught me how to be a good leader. God has taught me how to be consistent. And above all, being humble and not looking at what you're doing. I mean, going into that space, I was still a student in TUT. And God just put me there to build character, to know people, and to recognize that even if you are a fitting room consultant, if you work hard, God will show up, you know, because I've seen how Christians are. I've been there myself, that people believe in miracles and people don't believe in working hard. I mean, God is a God of
honor. So we only pray but never put in the hard work.
We only pray and never put in the hard work. I mean, God worked for 6 days. You can imagine, if God worked for 6 days, it means He rested one day. And I think for me to go through the journey of being in that level and being blessed by God, it's because, one, I was consistent, persistent, showing up and trusting God and working hard and taking time off if it was needed. So that's where I started my journey. So I started working at a very young age. So work for me, it's something that is, I'm used to it. If I don't work, I get very frustrated. And then obviously, fast forward, got married, joined who is now my ex-husband, joined him in the business, and we really did well. We really did well, and that was also God. That was also God showing up. And remember, like I said, God will put you in a space where maybe you are a cleaner, but to develop character so that when you get to a higher dimension, you'll be able to understand those who are below you, number one, and you'll be able to have a compassion for people that works hard and not to be mean. So we moved to Pretoria, very wealthy. And when I say wealthy, I mean very, very wealthy, you know. So I've learned in this journey that sometimes people change because of where they are in money. When people have money, they don't put God first. And the Word of God teaches us that we need to seek His kingdom, His righteousness, and everything will follow.
Right.
And I've seen God doing it. I've seen God placing me to sit with kings, to dine with kings and queens. And that was built through where I come from the corporate space.
Right.
And I think when I got there, I never removed from God, you know, because sometimes when we are wealthy, we tend to put things ahead and forget who has brought us in that level.
Sure.
So within that season, there was a lot of, which I will not go in detail, but there was a lot of investment, or there was a lot of seeds.
So you were too busy for the Lord.
Yeah, I was too busy for the Lord.
You had a lot to do and less time because you are always exhausted. When you have that time to break, you just want to rest.
Exactly.
Some quiet time. And you have to help children with homework and all that. And then you're done.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
However, through that wealthy season, I really laid a lot of seed. And I've put more of my time in serving God. There would be a day where I would go and minister. Ministering for me is prayer. And just praying for people, you know, in Mpumalanga Witbank, that's where we stayed. Prayed for people, teaching people how to pray and all that. And I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this, because that was a seed that I laid, and not understanding that all those things that God has blessed me with will leave. You know, the word of God also reminds us that Job went to the Lord every day and prayed for his kids. He prayed for his friends. He prayed for and Job did not know that those prayers were actually seeds that he was bearing to get the harvest. I went through the Job season, lost everything. COVID came. Everything was just a mess. And within that, went through divorce as well. Lost everything. I mean, everything that I physically saw or had financially, from being a millionaire to being a zero.
So what took the money away?
Because
somebody would say, no, but you could have shared the money half, at least you'd be left with 500,000 depending on the millionaire that you were.
Yeah, you know, once we fall out of the first love, that's where the enemy comes in.
It affects every part of you.
And I think in my journey, within the two parties, which I will not come and sound myself like I'm clean, but one of the parties fell out of the first love. And once you fall out of the first love, you get yourself into trouble. And things just became a mess. The revenue reduced, and there was clauses that were signed by my ex that we need to pay staff bonuses. If we pay the staff bonuses, we're not gonna be able to claim it back to one of the contracts that we had. That clause was never read, and that was like 7 million. So it's staff bonuses that we had to carry in the company.
They cost the staff, it cost 7
million.
We had
200 to 800 employees because we come from the mining space.
Yes.
So that was a lot of money. If you think 800 employees, how much is the bonus that they get? And I mean, third check. So that was the cost, number one, of how the business had to be put on business rescue, didn't work, and we decided let's close doors. Had to let go of the employees. It was such a rough season. And, you know, I want to encourage each and every one that is listening that when you are in a wealthy season, you need to have yourself a mentor. Because if I knew what I know now, there's certain things that I would not have done. And you know what? When you are everyone, you become friends to everyone. Everyone will love you, you know, when you are wealthy.
Be careful of those around you when you're
wealthy. Be careful of those who surround you when you are wealthy, because once everything is gone, people leave. So I've went through the pain of rejection, pain of betrayal, pain, you know, all areas. So
you closed doors during the divorce period?
That was during that, yes.
And that's when you close doors where the business is concerned. Where the money's owed still?
No, remember when
by God's grace, no.
By God's grace, yes.
Sure.
So I lost because the bond was no longer paid. And that's why I'm saying, if I knew what I know now, I wouldn't buy a house on a bond application. And this is the reason why. You don't know what's going to happen 5 years to come, and you will be sleeping in the street with the children.
So if you can, buy it cash.
If you can, buy it cash. If you can't, have savings, save, invest, and make sure that you put a goal of saying that you're going to be paid off that house maybe within a certain period of time. However, so we had to live out of savings. We had, there's three children and there's cars and all that. But certain things, because God, you know, when I said when I was in the corporate space, God taught me a lot of things. And it was easy for me to let go of certain things like cars and all that. Though it was very humiliating, you know. Mm. Sorry about that.
No problem.
It was very humiliating because imagine you've been wealthy and you lose
and
all
others
friends.
Others were borrowing money from you.
Yes.
They were coming to your house, staying there suddenly.
Suddenly they're gone. Suddenly they're gone.
So were they also kind of... Muruti spoke about money traps, so that's what comes into my mind right now. So there were some who were just leeching on you for money.
Yes.
That's all
that's
they were
all.
There for.
Yeah. So the relationships were not really genuine relationships. And that's something that I had to go through. That's something that I had to learn.
Well, because you're giving us advice as we are going as well, is it possible to find such people in your own family as well?
That's actually 90% where the people come. 90%.
Suddenly you have cousins who love you more and they were not there before.
You know, yes. When Jesus went to certain areas, he had 12 disciples. I'm just going to go back to what God is placing in my heart now. Jesus had 12 disciples, but when he went to specific places, he only took three. That scripture stands by me that there's certain people in your life, family, friends, business associates, everyone, that you need to really identify the three. Jesus even told them when they came down from the mountain that you do not tell the others, because within the others there was a Judas. So that also taught me that I took the 12 to certain places and
they were not supposed to be there.
They were
with
not
you.
Supposed to be
and,
there.
And like you exposed yourself?
Exactly.
Just like the king who took people into their palace to show them everything and afterwards they entered and conquered the kingdom.
Exactly. So we really need to have the discernment spirit.
Right.
We really, really need to ask God to chop down every tree that doesn't bear fruit.
Yeah, my queen. And now you have to start over again.
Now I had to start over again.
Okay, so were you in any form having a spirit of denial at some point? To say,
a lot.
Okay,
a lot. Let me tell you. Sure. For me to downscale, it was so hard. You know, staying from a 10-bedroom house, driving like good cars, having a very good reputation. Now you need to downscale and stay in a 2-bedroom house. For people to get there, it needs God. Because some people are so financially distressed. Some people are afraid to downscale. Taking your children from a private school, downscaling to take them to a government school, that also is important for the children's
development. So you struggled with that?
I struggled a lot. I struggled. You know, there was a year where I would really, if I think about it, who pays rent for, let's say, 20,000 per month? Instead of saving that money and getting yourself a small apartment or a small home, and taking that money to save. Why? Because you are in denial. You are in denial. You are afraid that people are going to laugh at you. You are just living in a space of trying to please people. So God has really helped me in that season. And you know what I have now? I have so much peace. You know, I might not like to be where I am. However, the peace that surpasses human understanding. Now I can identify people that are for me, for who I am, not for what I have.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask my queen to take us through how you conquered the part where you felt, I can't. I have to, don't skate. No. Taking my children out of here and all that. How did you then bring yourself to a point or a part where you said, we got to do this. It has to be done. But let's take a break. We are coming back. We're going to take Jervis Campbell and the song is Friend. Family, we're coming back.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
That's where you are at, Radio Pulpit.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
See, when you're enjoying yourself, when you're having fun, you even forget you run quicker than the computer. Eh? So, yeah, you are listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is I, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Gave you the sounds of Jervis Campbell and the song Friend. 20 minutes it is, just before two on Radio Pulpit. Vili Brutz, hello, Vili. I see your message. I'll check for that song. I think you're looking for Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, something like that. So I will check. Marek is Nisieker who sings that song, but I will try to look for that song for you. Okay, Vili? Okay, thank you so much for tuning in and choosing us as your radio, your number one radio station. I am not alone. I'm with my queen in the studio. I'm with Queen Dora Zulu. And today we are on a journey together with her, sharing her journey with us. And this is how she says hello to us. And we say welcome to the family to her. And we are learning quite a lot. And I see Bishop Edward Mahlakhane tuned in. Hello, Muruti. Thank you, Bishop, for choosing us and listening in. It's always awesome. It's been a while. Let's hear Brands before I go back to the question I asked you. I know that I said, how did you come to a point where you had to be fine about downscaling? But before we go there, let's hear what Brand says. Hi, ladies of God, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. what you're explaining in so many ways, I'm exactly experiencing. Okay, it is hard. All the losses and disappointments and rejection and deceit from friends and family. I am walking the road alone, but I remain on my knees before God and ask the Lord Holy Spirit for discernment daily. The road of recovery is hard, but my soul is in a better place with God. Thank you for the encouragement. Oh, Brents, we're hugging you. We are hugging you. And you're coming out strong. You're coming back alive. And Bona, everybody's going to ask themselves, what did he do? What did you... And God will be the banner that you raise up and say, this is what the Lord, look at what God has done. So thank you so much for tuning in, Prince. And I'm so glad we are able to minister unto you this afternoon. Now, my queen, he says, it's so hard to downscale. It's so hard. And this journey is hard. You find yourself alone. You're walking on it alone. And this time it's you. You have to take care of three children. The walls are broken. Financial walls are broken. I know there are other walls that were broken as a result of divorce, as a result of everything. But now we're still focusing on the financial one. How did you come about to a point where you were like, it's hard, but I have to, and you conquered that phase of denial to a point where you're like, it's either we die or we downscale?
First of all, I went through a huge depression while going through that. Like I said, and like Brent is saying, it's a hard journey. You're losing friends, you're losing family, you're losing everything. And people that you really thought they were your people and they've got your back, they just disappoint you and you just experience rejection. However, you know, I remember I was at school fetching the children and I was so confused because I'm looking for a job. You know, I'm thinking maybe let me go back to where I used to work and I'm posting my CVs. I was so dear makar. Spongile, I was so dear makar, my queen. And up until this lady comes and then she finds me in the car because I'm a very bubbly person. But I looked horrible. I could not pay attention. And now I'm getting a letter that the children will not be accepted in the school on Monday. And it's a Friday. And I'm thinking, how am I going to address this to these young people? And this woman comes, she says, what's wrong, Dora? You don't look yourself today. I'm like, yo, so-and-so, I need a job. She's like, you need a job? No, you are a businesswoman, and you've got so many capabilities. You're good in sales. You know what? I can help you find a job, but there is a place that I want you to come and just pray to God. And, you know, for me, when I look back now, that woman was really sent by an angel.
Yeah.
It was just an angel sent by God. And we went to this prayer meeting. So it's a ministry of women where every week we go in, we pray, and we just seek the face of God. And I can even mention my church, if I'm allowed. It's under the leadership of Pastor Art Boshoff, CRC. So that's where I found my healing. Spongile, when I remember what the Lord has done, when I remember how broken I was, when I remember how confused I was, I really showed up in that home cell. I healed. And I remember one of my overseers, my leader, saying to me, she gave me this scripture and I'll never forget it. It says, blessed, cursed is the person that puts their trust into human beings. It's in the message vision. It says, but blessed is the one that puts their trust into the Lord. And immediately when I started meditating on that word, when I was home, I was like, oh, actually, I'm choosing a curse because I'm expecting all these people to help me.
So you're looking the wrong way.
I was looking,
you're looking at the wrong people.
Yes.
You should be looking at God.
Should be looking at God. And it says when you read, it says, blessed is the one that puts their trust into the Lord. Then it says, a woman that sticks with God is like a tree that is planted in the river. That scripture made me stand up, stop crying for myself, made me realize that I've been chosen by God. I'm a kingdom ambassador. You know, I've got dominion. I've been given power and authority because God created us as human beings to be like Him. So I am God here on planet Earth. And yes, I might have lost everything, you know, but when Job lost everything, he never spoke bad about God. You know, when the enemy went to God, he says, God says, did you see that man of integrity? And that word made me realize that It means that God trusted me so much to lose everything, that because he trusted that I'm his kingdom ambassador. And out of that, I found healing. I found friends. Half of my friends now are from church. And I don't want to lie to you. Being under that head, that anointing of Pastor Art in CRC has really brought destiny helpers. You know, not only destiny helpers financially, but wise counselors. I mean, that's where I found my healing. That's where
I decided it's time to downscale.
I decided it's time to downscale. However, I got that through prayer. I got that through the friends that God has
brought into your life. How did you break that down to your children now? I mean, were they being chauffeured to school, or how did it work before?
Yes. Luckily, in our church, there's a structure of people that counsels children. Yes. So do you see that God knew that in that season I need to be placed in a certain umbrella? So I seeked help, and the church was there. So my children went to counseling weekly, and that's how that's how they really healed. I mean, losing everything and losing parents not staying together anymore, it was a huge restructure for them. And I seeked help, went for counseling, downscaled, took them to the private, to the government schools. And you know what? I remember one day the sheriff came and took everything before we downscaled half of the things, because some of the things we signed as surety. Those are the things that people must really get themselves.
So they were attached.
I remember when I was fetching my children from school, and I'm like, I didn't know what to tell them. And I told them, guys, you're going to have to leave that school because of the financial distress. And guys, half of the furniture in the house is not there. However, through the grace of God, I had to take the furniture that was upstairs, put it downstairs. You know what my daughter said? She said to me, Mommy, why do you cry for something that you are losing if we have each other? We have God. God is your friend. And through that season, my children really ministered so much to me. And that really stood me up. They really ministered so much to me. I would say, guys, I wish I can have, let's say, 5,000. And one of them, when I take them to school, they're like, how do you ask for whatever is already given to you? Ask your Father in heaven. And I just saw the importance, because before that journey, I've really put my children in relying on God in everything. So the seed that was laid by me as their mother, teaching them how to rely on God, giving them the word of God, in that season, I bared that fruit, and they were with me consistently. Whenever they saw me breaking down, those children would really pick me up with the word of God. And that's something I want to encourage all the mothers out there, all the parents out there, that one thing you can give a gift is a gift of prayer.
It's the best.
It's the best. Put your children to know who God is. Let them know the word. Because that seed that we are laying will be a fruit that we will bear in a certain season. So that's how I actually came back. And God said, no. You do not put your trust into people. You're choosing a curse. And I immediately transformed my mind through prayer, through relying on God. And he really stood by me. God really stood by me. Let me tell you, my queen, I've never lacked. I have never lacked. I don't know how. I was not working. I had nothing, but I've never lacked.
Wow. We're going to go to the 2 o'clock news bulletin, and then we are going to come back and wrap up on what we're talking about today. You have never lacked. Surely you have seen the Lord in the land of the living. And you still continue to see him?
Yes.
He's the restorer. All right, family, we're going to take the sounds of Jonathan Butler. Where would I be without you? And it's exactly what you're saying. Where would we be without the Lord Jesus Christ?
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Beautiful music, beautiful for a Monday just before what Heritage Day. I hope that you were just dancing to that song by Alban Peterson, and the title of the song, Love Thy Neighbor. Love Thy Neighbor. The Bible says we ought to do that as you love yourself. So it starts by loving you, but we will see it when you love your neighbor that you love you. If you don't love your neighbor, then you can't. If you don't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. I'm not alone in the studio. We're just about to wrap up with my queen, Minister Dora Zulu, in the studio with me. And we were talking about how God is able to restore broken walls. And now here's a message before we wrap up. From Mr. Okay, I'm not sure. Let me not mention the name because they didn't write it at the end. So I will keep it a secret unless the family member says, oh, you can say my name. Hey, family, what I admire most from Lady Zulu is peace that surpasses all understanding. She is not at zero. She is in good hands of God. Let her keep looking at incorruptible wealth that is in heaven. God will put her back again until the space for she is a business lady. Great. In the faithfulness of the Lord. Ah, that is so awesome. You should see her smile. You only heard the peace. You felt actually the peace that surpasses all understanding in her. You should see her smile. This woman is blessed. You know, we listen to that message. This woman is blessed. No, this one is really blessed. And he continues, family, truly she is in business circles for fellow Africans as an African lady, knowing very how God loves her. Hope she will do well in upliftment of Africans in terms of salaries. I think there's so many things that you have learned on this journey, right?
A lot. On my brokenness, and I think to wrap up, seeking his kingdom Holy Spirit reminded me of the vision that God has entrusted me with. And the vision is EWB, which means Exosha Woman Branding. Woman, not females.
Yes.
And that's God revelation that I got 2-3 weeks ago. It's human beings. Exosia is a Hebrew name that means power and authority. And God reminded me of a vision that he gave me that I need to wash cars. Wash cars. And you know,
from a multimillionaire who was who had employees
that washed cars for her,
now she has to go wash the cars.
Yes. Who had friends.
And now you have employees again.
Who had God, friends, yeah, that God said, you're going to wash their cars. And they were my neighbors.
Okay.
Yes. I stayed in Silver Lake Golf Estate. So God gave me this vision, and he took me back to when he gave me this vision of why should I wash cars? Because God is so faithful. He told me that as a gatekeeper, as an intercessor, the spiritual things that you have been entrusted with as a gatekeeper and a watchman by the kingdom of God.
Right.
There's a lot of sacrifices that are done, and God said, I entrust you to go and pray for every car you touch. I woke up on my birthday because I was like, God, it's been years now. I don't have an income. I don't know what to do. What must I do?
And the savings were depleted now?
Savings were depleted. Nothing is coming in. And he woke me up, I remember, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he said, I gave you this vision, and this is where I'm putting a new thing. This is where I'm going to restore you back.
Amen.
I wrote it down because, you know, when God speaks to us, it's important to act. I wrote down everything. He gave me a structure. He gave me he told me what I need to do. On the 16th of June, it was a public holiday. I did everything. I did a flyer. I think I washed my queen 18 cars alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when God tells you this is where your wealth is, listen to him. It might look like it's nothing, but that's where God has placed you to inherit the wealth.
All right. And I think next time when you come, you're coming back next week. Hey, praise the Lord for that. So next time when you come, I think you need to talk to us about identifying that this is God leading you. Because I have so many people who are saying, sure, I have so many things that are going, you know, I've got this in my head, I've got this in my heart. Ooh, I don't know where to begin. Even those ones that are working now, you find the person is working, but they have so many things in them and not being able to identify. And I wonder if they even ask God, because I think it's very important to ask God and say, Lord, which one is from you? Where are you directing me? Because you might find a person has got so many different ideas and what they desire to do, but you find they are not quite sure if it's them, or they don't even know. I have ideas. So if you can talk to us about identifying the voice of God when it comes to that. All right. Let me read this message, and I'm going to release you, my queen, for today. But she's coming back to minister to us yet again. And family, you can talk to her. She's available, but she will give us her details just now. Danny Ursula Andrews. Hello, my queen. She gave us the prayer of Jabez. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that my hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Wow, thank you so much for that, my queen. And she says, good afternoon. How are you? Are we doing very well? We love you. And thank you for the messengers, those that are carrying the word. The Bible talks about those who are bringing good tidings. How beautiful are their feet. And the Lord is talking about you. May the Lord keep keeping you, growing you. Thank you so much. In Dadempo Lihlokwana in Beverly Hills in the Val. Thank you so much for talking to us. And may God awesomely bless you. My queen, I need you to say your closing statements and to pray for those ones who find themselves where you used to be right now. I don't know what to do. I've lost everything. I've lost my job. Others are not even in a business, or they haven't thought of any business in their minds. All they're seeing is, my job is ending this Friday or next week Monday. As soon as it's the 30th, I have to be out of this office. And this frustration. There are those, they are looking forward to ending because there's a new chapter that's opening, but they're not quite sure where, how, but they're trusting God regardless of them losing their jobs right now or losing their businesses right now. So your closing statements, we got 2 minutes to do all of this and praying for the family.
One, put your trust in the Lord. a new wine is put, cannot be put in an old wineskin. For a door to be opened, one door needs to close down. So don't look back, don't be afraid, because God is with you.
Amen.
God is he's a provider. He's Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Nisi, he's Jehovah Shalom. Call in your destiny helpers for this season, because trust me, if destiny helpers that are called in your season, that you might not know what you're going to do, how are you going to pay off that house, how are you going to pay, buy the food for the children. I've been there myself. But put your trust into the Lord and remain in him, and he will remain in you. And God says in his word that if I give you favor, you will find favor with people. So I pray for everyone that is listening, someone that does not have hope, someone that does not know where to go, how to tackle this journey called life. What are the children going to eat? Where am I going to sleep? I pray that may the peace that surpasses human understanding, may there be light in every season. I speak upon every dry bone that is lost, that let every four areas that represents Holy Spirit, let it bring every dry bone to come alive today. I pray that that spirit that remains in us, the spirit of God, that it may surpass human understanding. I pray that God may heal, God may restore, God may walk ahead, God may release all the resources of heaven. If you need God to be Jehovah Jireh, ask him. He says in his word that you can ask me for anything and I will do it. He says his word is a sword. It cuts between spirit and soul, bone and marrow. I declare that every darkness, let it bow. Every spirit of fear, every spirit of anxiety, every spirit of depression, every spirit of sickness, every spirit of lack and poverty, let it bow and worship you, my Lord. I thank you that, Father, you are restoring every person that is listening. I thank you that, Father, that you are bringing manna that comes from the kingdom of heaven. And I thank you that, God, you are doing a new thing. You are doing a new thing. We thank you, Father. We honor you this afternoon, for you are God and there is no other God above you. Holy Spirit, I ask you that you may counsel those who need comfort. I ask you that you may comfort those who need comfort. I ask you that you may advocate for those who do not know what to say. You are the Spirit of truth. I thank you that, Holy Spirit, you will teach them all things. You will direct all their steps in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you, for you are God and there is no other God above you. Holy Spirit, we give you ownership, authority, and legal ground to regulate at will. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my queen. For family members seeking to talk to you directly, are you available? I mean, you're busy. EWB is busy. But are you available? How do we reach you?
Yes, sure. You can contact me on my cell phone number, which is 066-377-8150.
Can you say it a little slower? Just a little. Tiny wincy. A bit slow.
It's 066 377-8150. I'm very flexible on WhatsApp. This is the Lord that has gathered us together. And if there is a way that we can walk this journey together,
let us do it. Wow. My queen, may the Lord restore all that the locusts have eaten. And Amen. We are so excited to see the Lord doing it. It's already here. For he promises us in the book of Joel that he will restore. And he has already started doing that in your life. And yeah, but we're still going to learn some more from you. Thank you so much for giving yourself to the kingdom and allowing God to use you to minister to our lovely, lovely family members. And welcome to the Radio Pulpit family.
Thank you so much.
And yes, my family, if you'd like to talk to Minister Dora Zulu, 066-377-8150. Let's make sure that it is in connection with what she was talking about, family, or if we want to talk to her about her praying for us. But let's not call her outside hours that are up normal, like 3 o'clock in the ay bazalwane 066. But I trust my family. My family never does that. 066-377-8150.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.